The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Brian Fancher of KLMJ Hampton and Channing Rux of Oskaloosa Herald. Brian, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Senator, thanks for taking our questions. Just wanted to get your latest thoughts about what's going on in the Middle East right now with Israel and Hamas, and what concerns you have about what may happen over there.
Possibly two scenarios in answering your question. One, if it's related to just Israel versus Hamas and within Gaza, I think it'll take a while for Israel to win, but I think they will win, and I don't think it'll be the end of it. On a second scenario, we've had Hezbollah there in Lebanon making some ad hoc attacks in northern Israel. And right now, I don't think that that's something to worry about, except if you live in that part of Israel and you're in the Israeli army, obviously it's something to fear. But it doesn't seem to me like it's going to get much bigger than a few of those ad hoc things. But if that would get bigger, and we know Hezbollah is very definitely backed through financing and through their war materiel by Iran, that could become a very worrisome situation and could lead to either Israelis or Americans doing some excursions, mostly by air, I think, into Iran. But I hope that doesn't happen, and I hope Iran is smart enough not to encourage Hezbollah to do more than they've already been doing in northern Israel. Channing?
I'd like to follow up on that question concerning what's currently going on in Israel and especially Gaza. Of course, Americans, lots of our politicians have been expressing support for Israel, but also the situation in Gaza has gotten a lot of attention from the standpoint of a humanitarian crisis, especially as Gazas are being told to leave and there are not seeming to be very many places for them to go. And then recently we had Governor DeSantis at a campaign event in Iowa saying that he would not allow them to come here if he were elected president. I'd like to hear your thoughts on the violence from the sense of a humanitarian standpoint for the civilians in Gaza, especially with a lot of these displaced people where they're supposed to be going.
Well, first of all, let's start out with the fact of why do they want to leave? They're being told to leave by the Israelis because if they stay there, they're used as human shields by the Hamas and probably will lose their life. And I'm glad to see on television that thousands and thousands are heading south, hopefully to get into Egypt. And it's kind of an evolving situation with Egypt, but we're trying to get them to take some of the civilians out of Israel, into Gaza, into Egypt, so that they aren't used as human shields before Israel actually goes in on the ground in Gaza. And I think that there will be humanitarian help for the countries that take them, but I don't think your question implies that, like quoting DeSantis, that these people might want to come to the United States. I think that they wouldn't be leaving Gaza if it hadn't been for what Hamas has done that's so inhumane that we don't talk about it enough, and creating this situation. The innocent civilians should not be used as human shields. Brian?
On that topic, Senator, we're now hearing almost 200 people are hostage being held by Hamas. Can we do anything else that we're already not doing to try to get those people out?
Well, the answer to your question is, if we're doing something, you aren't going to know about it because we don't want the world to know, because you're going to have to go in kind of in a strike force fashion, probably with a handful of of people at a time to eradicate them from that situation. And we believe that they're being held in tunnels. So, you know, do we even know where they are? And I just think that the United States is going to do whatever it can to get hostages out, but we aren't going to know it until we get them out. Channy.
On that note, also, a lot of noise has been made about how far Israel should be allowed to go in retaliation to these, you know, obviously horrific attacks by Hamas. And a lot of noise has been made about whether or not President Biden would get involved in basically making his wishes known on that decision. I'd like to hear your thoughts.
Who might get involved?
About whether or not President Biden would involve himself in how far Israel should be allowed to go.
Well, in other words, is this your question? Would President Biden put pressure on Israel what to do or not to do? I'm happy to answer that question. The United States should not be putting any pressure on Israel to do what it needs to do to defend the safety of the 9 million Israelis that live there. And the extent to which Hamas has been so evil in doing the inhumane things that you're hearing about all the time, and you even hate to think about them, let alone talk about it, but it's inhumane, killing 1,400 people indiscriminately. And I could understand why Israel just can't let that happen with going unanswered. So our government should not be telling Israel how to defend itself and protect its people. Brian.
Senator, of course, with all this going on, there's still the debate in the House about having a speaker. What's your thoughts about that? Have you heard any updates lately?
Yeah, the updates I've heard from Iowa Congress people is that Jordan's got about today or maybe tomorrow to decide what he either gets 217 votes or probably has to pull out. And if he pulls out, you're just like when Scalise pulls out, you're back to square one. And it's a bad situation under even normal circumstances. Right now is a busy time in Congress. Got to pass the appropriation bills between now and November 17th. And the House is not doing anything, and appropriation bills have to start in the House of Representatives. And then with the war in Israel going on, that even makes it worse. You can't have a government shutdown, and we don't have a government shutdown. We got a shutdown of the House of Representatives. It's just the poorest time for it to happen. And I just hope that they get behind us. Channing, this will be your last question.
On another note, reporting over the weekend came that Biden had given a go-ahead to add to the U.S.-Mexico border wall, and he's been facing a lot of criticism for that. Wanted to hear your thoughts on it and whether or not you think that he's doing enough to address the actual problem of the intake process.
Well, except for wanting to build a fence, he hasn't done anything for 2.5 years on doing what the law says. Presidents are supposed to faithfully execute the law. The law says you can't come to the United States without our permission. And he believes in an open border, and we have an open border, and everything that comes with it, the fentanyl, the deaths in the deserts of the Southwest, 800, 900 people dying, human trafficking, rapes of women coming up through Mexico, criminals coming into the country, 156 people on the terrorist watch list. You couldn't even get on an airplane to fly to the United States if you're on the terrorist watch list, but you can go to Mexico and walk across the river and get here. So his building the fence, I'm going to support, but 20 miles of additional fence isn't enough. We need hundreds of miles or more. But we need to have him enforce the law. And he isn't going to do it, so we're going to have a new president that's going to do what the Constitution says the president should do, is faithfully execute the laws. Thanks, both of you, for being participants this week. Goodbye.
Thank you, Brian and Channing, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.